This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While attending the G7 summit in France, U.S. President Trump and Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson held an early morning breakfast and news conference where President Trump praised Johnson.
He needs no advice. He's the right man for the job. I've been saying that for a long time. Didn't make your predecessor very happy, but I've been saying it for a long time. He's the right man for the job.
You're on message there. I'm very grateful for that.
Johnson also discussed the progress he'd like to make on trade talks with the U.S.
Well, looking forward to having some pretty comprehensive talks about how to take forward the relationship in all sorts of ways, particularly on trade. And we're very excited about that.
We're having very good trade talks between UK and ourselves. We're going to do a very big trade deal, bigger than we've ever had with the UK. And now they won't have it. At some point, they won't have the obstacle of, they won't have the anchor around their ankle, because that's what they had. So we're going to have some very good trade talks.
Other topics included Brexit, the U.S.'s trade war with China, and the possibility of inviting Russian President Vladimir Putin to the summit next year. The Taliban says it expects ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude this Sunday, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA on Saturday the two sides are fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials have said the deal being negotiated with the U.S. would require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces and matters related to future political governance. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean state media said Sunday that leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the test firing of a newly developed weapon on Saturday. North Korea launched what appeared to be two ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast. Photos released in state media showed rockets launching from large tubes mounted on the back of a heavy vehicle. The Korean Central News Agency said Kim praised the system as a great weapon and praised the scientists who designed and built it. Analysts said the system appears to be the fourth one developed by North Korea since denuclearization talks stalled at a summit with President Trump in February. South Korea's National Security Council said it is continuing efforts to bring the North back to the talks, but little movement has occurred. Hong Kong protests turned violent Saturday for the first time in nearly 2 weeks, as hundreds of demonstrators dressed in black and armed with baseball bats and bamboo poles hurled gasoline bombs and bricks at police. Thousands of demonstrators, many in hard hats and gas masks, charged a police station in the industrial Kwun Tong area Saturday. Some of the protesters launched stones and water bottles at police, who responded with tear gas and baton charges. Saturday's demonstration is the latest in a weeks-long movement that began with calls to stop an extradition bill, which has been scrapped and has expanded to include demands for full democracy in Hong Kong. A senior U.S. Indo-Pacific command officer confirmed Cambodia and China are proceeding on a base for China's Navy in the Southeast Asian country's Pre-Chinook province. The Army Brigadier General Joel Vowell said construction would begin next year at Ream Naval Base. The captain of an Iranian oil tanker pursued by U.S. ships now says it is heading for Turkey. This is amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. AP correspondent Charles Ade Ledesma has details.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS, so Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.